Now, last year, Operation Slipper ended after more than 13 years. Now, Operation Slipper is Australia's military contribution to the International Security Assistance Force mission in Afghanistan, which commenced in 2001. Now, this Saturday, a parade is going to be held along George Street, commencing at 10 a.m. to commemorate Slipper. It is expected that there'll be approximately 9,000 Australian Defence Force participants in the parade. And on the line right now, we've got one of the finest, Victoria Cross winner, Corporal Ben Robert Smith. And, of course, he received his medal for gallantry and his VC medal during the operation, during Operation Slipper. Corporal, welcome to the Grill Team once again.
G'day, boys. How are you?
We're going quite well. Mate, I've got to ask from the top, how are you travelling at the moment?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. I've been probably outside of the army now for around 2 years. Pretty well used to being a civvy now, mate.
Yeah, well, this Saturday should be a tremendous day.
Absolutely. I think it's a great opportunity for the general public to sort of sign off on what we call Op Slipper, but what is actually the end of our commitment in Afghanistan for the general public to show their support in that sort of one final way, as they have done over the whole campaign. I think it's quite poignant, because what it's really about is not so much acknowledging the boys, but also their families. Because their families will be on the sidelines, and they're the ones that essentially have been sacrificing while we've been doing our job.
Now, Ben, what have you been up to? As you say, you're in Civvy Street now. What have you been up to?
Well, mate, actually, when I left the Army, I went back to university and been studying a Masters of Business. I started my own company and have been consulting to big business around cultural development. And just high performance in the business environment, and that's been quite interesting for me, quite an eye-opener. There's a lot of parallels, obviously, between what I used to do in relation to leadership and culture to business.
Benny, overnight, mate, we've had another shocking terrorist attack, this time in Tunisia. We've just found out that the bad news is that an Australian has been among the 17 tourists killed in the gun attack. What do we know about Tunisian capital?
Look, mate, to be honest, I'm not... I've read what you guys have read in the media. I'm not across it so much, but what I can say is I think the global climate at the moment suggests that these kind of attacks are not going to stop. It's just the way the world we live in today, and what we have to do, particularly in Australia, is just remain cognizant that although we probably live in one of the best, well, we do live in the best country in the world, but one of the safest, there's still a chance that these things can happen. And so people do actually need to be that little bit more vigilant and prepared to identify when something isn't right, which sounds horrible that we have to live our life like that, but unfortunately, it's simply the way it is at the moment.
Ben, we went to New York City recently, and I was coming through customs, and there was a guy, a customs officer, and he had a little badge with Iraq, and he was he'd served in Iraq with the Americans, and he looked at my passport, and saw I was Australian, and he just said, you know, you're Australian countrymen that I serve with. He said they're just such a fine bunch of men and women, which made me proud. I can only imagine how proud that makes you. How unfortunate is it in these current times that, you know, for a little while there, and it may still be the case, I'm not sure, but, you know, our military men and women have been told, just be careful, don't wear your uniform out in public.
Yeah, well, I mean, the reality is, from that perspective, that's simply a safety measure because of the way, as I said, the dynamic with terrorism inside our own country, and what we have to be prepared or what we have to be cognizant about so we don't leave ourselves open to these attacks. But as you pointed out, Australian soldiers, sailors and airmen have a great reputation throughout the international community. And after, over 10 years in Afghanistan, I can tell you for a fact that our counterparts look at us and have great respect for us because the boys have been out there doing the hard yards. And as we've lost a number of guys. We've got a lot of guys that have been wounded, and probably a lot more that will suffer further wounds as we move on through time through mental illness. But the reality is, while we were there, the guys did a fantastic job. And that's, I think, particularly poignant when you look at what we're talking about with the centenary of Gallipoli coming up. That's what we've carried on. We look at that. That's what drives us when we're overseas. We don't want to let those boys down or their memory down. And they gave us the reputation. So it's something we hold pretty dear to us.
Well said, mate. So great to hear from you. All the very best this Saturday, all along George Street from 10 o'clock. Make sure you get along and just send all your best to the troops. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, boys. Thanks.
See you, Ben.
Bye-bye. Ben Robert Smith, thank you very much. It's the Grill Team at 8:23 with the Hoodoo Guru.